This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Please come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. If this is your first time listening, thanks for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. This is episode 459, and today we're going to be talking about how to survive a personal transformation. Now, last week we talked about the hero's journey, which was a personal transformation, but this is taking it to a more philosophical perspective, if you will, or psychological perspective than it is a metaphor. And in life, we all go through personal transformations, transitions, if you will. I've talked at great length about rites of passages, about the hero's journey, about my warrior's quest. So in life, there is a transition, however you want to call it, that has to take place. And if we don't fully participate in it, that's when issues start to show up. That's when things don't go as well as they could. We either fight the transition or we ignore it and things happen and we try to numb the pain through other things. And I went through this in the hero's quest journey as well last week. But so the first phase in a personal transformation, from a psychological perspective would be self-awareness. And this examines the relationship that you have with the voice or voices in your head, right? We have these voices in our head that are talking to us. So the self-awareness is, who is this voice? What part of me is this voice talking? And sometimes it may not be us. If we listen real carefully, it could be a teacher. It could be a parent. It could be somebody else. But we hear this voice in our head. And the self-awareness is to understand who is talking and who is listening. If you're familiar with Edgar Tolle's work, The Power of Now, he goes into great detail about the observer, you know, who's doing the observing and who is and what are they observing. So when you self-awareness, again, is the first phase here, and you need to be aware of the dialogue because inside your head, because that determines your personal reality, and that determines how you, right? Thoughts lead to feelings, lead to actions, lead to results. So these voices in our head are our thoughts or our thinking, if you will. And if we're not aware of what they are, we're going to end up with results that we don't want. And we ask ourselves, why is this happening? Why is this always happening to me? How come I can't find a romantic lover? Why can't I get a better job? Why can't I lose my weight? Why can't I? Well, that's because we're not aware of the voices or voice in our head that may be putting us down, that may be critiquing us, that we're not worthy. And maybe that's our voice and maybe it's somebody else's voice. But the first step here is to be aware, is self-awareness. This is why meditation is so important. This is why a lot of people also are afraid just to be alone, not even meditate, but to sit quietly in a room and not say anything and not hear anything and just sit there, because then the voices get really loud. That's why TV is such a powerful distraction, because watching TV, we don't hear the voices in our head. We don't hear what they're saying. They're still talking. They're still creating programs in our head, but we don't hear them. So self-awareness is being quiet, right? It's sitting still, meditating, or just being quiet in nature and listening to the thoughts in your head, just observing them. You don't have to believe them. You don't have to fight with them, but just being aware of them. And then phase two is this self-acceptance. And phase two is about accepting where you've come from, where you are, and where you want to be. So it's where we've come from. Many of us look on the past through a dark lens, and we try to deny, well, that didn't happen to me, and we cover it up, and where we are right now is, you know, we cover that up. But as soon as we can accept everything that has happened to us in the past, everything that's happening to us now, and where we want to be, when we can accept where we want to be, this is part of that self-acceptance. And this is not about taking ownership of your strengths and weaknesses and gifts and limitations. Self-acceptance is about being responsible for your actions and embracing the power of who you are. It's saying, I am a phenomenal power here on this planet, and I'm going to accept it. You know, we get back to the first one, that self-awareness, which all those little voices in our head are saying, you're not powerful, you're not this, you're not that. And this second part of this transition or transformation is clearly understanding that we are a powerful force here on this planet, and to accept it. Accept what's happened to us in the past, accept what's happening to us now, and look forward to what's going to happen to us in the future. So that's phase two of self-acceptance. Then we get to phase three, and that's self-generation. And we understand that there's who you are and who people think you are. So we think we are one way, and people perceive us in a different way. And again, we're not here to please other people, but self-generation is basically you living the life that you know you want to live, irregardless of how people perceive you. There's many times where we will change behavior, we will change things just because we don't want to rock the boat, because we don't want to be the squeaky wheel, because we don't want the attention of some fashion. But the self-generation is, I know the sky's the limit, I know who I am, I know what I'm good at, I know what I'm going to do, and it's not that you don't care or give a hoot about what anybody thinks, is that you don't even pay attention to what anybody thinks. Here's the funny thing. If we say we don't care what other people think, we automatically have to know what they're thinking in order not to care about it. But if we're so focused on ourselves, we don't even notice what people are saying. We don't have to say, I don't care what other people think, because we don't even know those other people are there. So think about that, that when we say, I don't care what people think, we are automatically thinking about the other people, and then we have to not care what they think, which is still thinking about them. Self-generation is thinking about ourselves. So when we focus upon ourselves, our own growth, our own future, and just be concerned on how we want to live, we automatically, by default, are not thinking. So we don't have to force ourselves not to care about what somebody thinks. We just don't even know the people are there. And that is such a freeing, liberating feeling to know that. Which brings us to the fourth phase, which is self-actualization. And this is about examining pathways to the future, developing your skills and strategies that will get you to your desired destination. The self-actualization is, it's me. I know what I'm doing. I'm here. And you transform into this, I don't want to say enlightened being, but you have designed practices, you have designed behaviors, you have designed certain things, you're self-actualized, you're inspired as opposed to motivated, right? Motivation comes from the outside, inspiration comes from the inside. So part of self-actualization is being inspired. So it's not just sitting there and visualizing and thinking about your future, but you're indeed living it. You are creating it. Now, I'm not saying don't visualize and think about your future, but we need to have that action. So self-actualization is partly tied to self-actionalization. So we want to take that action. We want to start creating. We know we are the creators. And yes, the image in our mind, you could say it's like a blueprint. It's like a roadmap where we want to go. But the real power comes from when we start to take action. And that's where we express our intentions and our commitments. And we look for support. We're not bashful about what we are after. Granted, we want to make sure we share this with people who are supportive, with coaches, with friends, other individuals in our inner circle. But at the same hand, we want to own what we are saying. So that's it in four steps, right? We have the first one, which is self-awareness, then self-acceptance, self-generation, and self-actualization. And when we can be aware of these and purposely, consciously move from one phase to the next, we will then be able to go through these life transformations, these life transitions with as much. These are difficult. They're not easy, but they're simple. They're really simple to go through. So I would encourage you to go over to where the podcast is, warriormindcoach.com. Use the pull down menu. Go to the blog. You'll see the podcast and just read a little bit about these four phases and then start to put a plan together on how you can start to incorporate. How can you become more self-aware? How can you become self-generating? How can you become self-actualized? And start looking at that. You may need a coach. You may want to look at working with me or some other coach, but do yourself a favor and start to consciously, purposely create your own life transition. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you liked what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. Also, make sure you check out www.warriormindtraining.com. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.